You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, July 18th. Is that right? And I hope you have having a good weekend. It's been busy for me, actually, so I haven't gotten on the podcast. I was intending to do one Friday, and then the weekend kind of got away from me, so I apologize. I know you're all waiting with bated breath by your internet connection, waiting for me to grace you with one of these podcasts, but I was unavailable, okay? Anyway, so first of all, I want to say that you should be reading fagsworshipalphas.com because I've got some pretty awesome stories. One in particular about Master Edu, or Edo, I don't know how you say his name, but he is a pretty fantastic alpha male. And his story is one that you should absolutely get to know. You're going to hear more from him, definitely. he's had a sex party at his mansion. So, yeah, you're going to hear more about him. So you should definitely catch up and read about him on the site because that story is true, apparently, and it's not unusual, you know, for alphas to have experiences like his. I've heard of a couple of other alphas who have been mentored by older alphas and gifted basically phenomenal lives from them, and in fact, you know, you read about Straight Alpha for Fags to Serve, the alpha that I, whose Tumblr I transcribed onto the site. If you read his entire story, you know, it's basically a story of an alpha growing into an apex alpha who, you know, became very, very wealthy by exercising his alphahood, you know. So these kinds of amazing things happen to alpha males who are really, you know, who exercise their alphahood. So anyway, go read that post. I just highly recommend it. Now, I have a couple of things I'd love to talk about today, actually. I keep getting these topics that I want to talk about, and then I get sidetracked by other more pressing issues, I guess, you know, and this is one of those cases. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to reemphasize something, okay, that, and this has more to do with FinDom than anything else, okay, but I've seen it in non-FinDom situations. And I'm going to be primarily talking to alphas here, all right? In FinDom, and FinDom is, of course, financial domination, right? And it involves faggots attributing sums of money to alpha males, okay? And they do that because these alpha males are superior men, and it is their way, the faggot's way, of acknowledging that superiority, being of service to the alpha. And this is something that has always happened in life, all right? before I knew anything about FinDom, okay, I didn't have a word for it back when I first started my journey as a faggot. I just attributed naturally out of my own heart, you know. And I didn't, it was just something that came from me naturally. And, you know, the alphas I was serving in person, I would naturally buy them things, you know, give them money, etc., you know, as kind of just a tribute to be of use to them. And then when I started the website, I began to really investigate, you know, what it means to be a faggot online, because again, prior to starting the website, I was not a faggot online, okay? I was a faggot in real life, and I still am a faggot in real life. And so when I started learning about FinDom, you know, I was like, see, this is the mechanism that I was doing on my own, you know? It's just natural. And faggots have always kind of functioned that way for alphas. But we do that because we're built that way. We have internal mechanisms that drive us to want to surrender ourselves completely to alpha males. And alphas have a drive to take it, right? Alphas have a drive to own faggots, you know. And I know that, for instance, if you think about my interview with Flexmaster Joe, where he said, well, once I'm done with FinDom, I don't want anything to do with faggots. Well, we're going to see about that, okay? We'll see. But real alpha males, once they experience the worship of faggots, they always kind of stick with it in some form or another. Because owning faggots is, it satisfies something very, very primal inside of a man, okay? It's not the same as being in love with a woman, where she's a partner or an equal. This is something different. It's ownership, and it's something that men need, all right? So financial domination is one way that a man can own a faggot. And men are very satisfied by that, okay? They love seeing money in their bank account, and they love the submission, and it turns them on, okay? I mean, they do get generally a form of sexual pleasure, sexual stimulation. A lot of times, cash masters, straight cash masters, will masturbate when they get a particularly exciting drain. It gets them hard, you know, because they're receiving pleasure from taking money from this faggot that they own, you know. The power. It's the power, again. It always comes back to power. In hierarchy, power is the key. So what I'm getting at, though, is that these transactions, okay, they are one-sided, okay? They're meant to be one-sided. It only really works if it's one-sided. The alpha takes what he deserves or what he wants, and the faggot gives the alpha that because he's superior. That is the root basis for all of hierarchy, essentially. And when that is not honored, disaster results. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. There's a young alpha, not going to name his name, in FinDom online, okay, on Twitter. And he's new, relatively new to Findom. He's absolutely an alpha. He's one of the best looking alphas in the scene, I think, you know. He's just built and he's gorgeous and whatever, okay? And anyway, he was online today, in fact, and this is why I'm interrupting our scheduled programming for this, okay? Because I got kind of irritated by this, where he was saying that he was on vacation, a fag-funded vacation, I guess one of his very first, really. He's very new in Findom. So anyway, he was complaining and saying that he has hundreds of messages that he has to get back to, and that he's going to, when he gets back home, he's going to fulfill the orders of the faggots that paid him money. Like, he's going to produce content to give to these faggots, the content that these faggots want. You know, that is intrinsically wrong, okay? Faggots don't deserve anything from their alpha. They're not entitled to get paid back for the tributes or the work or anything that they give to an alpha. Okay? And alphas are not in a quid pro quo relationship with a faggot. It's a one-sided relationship. The alpha receives the honor, praise, glory, treasure, whatever. And the faggot gives that. That's how this whole thing works. When an alpha says, okay, you gave me $20, so I'll produce a jack-off video for you, okay, or whatever it is. I'll give you a picture of my dick or something like that. That is a transaction, okay? It's you give me this and I'll give you that, okay? What that does is gives the faggot a false sense of equality. See, when I go to a store and buy something, I give money to the cashier, and the cashier allows me to take the product. Now, in that relationship, I, as the person giving the money and receiving the gift, I'm actually the one in control in that situation, right? I give them money, and they give me my product. Like, I'm the one in control. Because if I don't give them the money, then they don't make any money, all right? So, in Findom, if a faggot gives money to an alpha so that the alpha has to give the faggot something, it's a quid pro quo there, you know? It's tit for tat or whatever, you know? It's reciprocal. The alpha faggot dynamic is not reciprocal at all. And it doesn't work when it's reciprocal. What it does is it raises bad faggots. If you actually want to own a faggot, I mean really own a faggot, it has to be non-reciprocal. The faggot is rewarded with, you know, praise, perhaps, or something. Or, you know, a faggot might be rewarded with a cum shot, okay? But even, you know, even a cum shot, though, is reward for the alpha, not the faggot, per se. The faggot is just kind of reaping, you know, benefits on the side. But the alpha-faggot relationship is not reciprocal. It is one-sided. And whenever an alpha says, well, if you give me this, I will give you that, you're giving power to the faggot that it does not deserve. And what it does in the long term is it gives the faggot a false sense of security. Like, it has a say. Like, it has some equality with its alpha, which it does not, and it should not. And honestly, like, it weakens the alpha too, okay? This young alpha that I'm referring to, now he's like, I have to produce this content for these people that have given me money, okay? Like, he is now working for the faggot, right? That's completely wrong. It's disastrous, really. And I'm speaking as a faggot, okay? I know what it does to me. So I know that that's what happens with other faggots. You know, I bought two cars for two different alphas at different times that I served, okay? I never received anything back for that. Other than use, okay? Which I appreciated, but, you know, and I didn't ask them for anything back. It was my duty, you know. So, you know, an alpha shouldn't have to take pictures of his dick and give it to a faggot for $20, okay? Like, it's just, it's not right. It ruins faggots for sure, okay? Faggots absolutely need to be, you know, they need to be dealt with in a way that grooms them to have the proper mindset, you know, if they're going to be useful to a man. You know, I will say, like, I see, like, Master Mark, for instance, who's a pretty popular Findom master. Master Mark, great alpha. I enjoy talking to him. I've enjoyed my interactions with him. He's a very dominant man, okay? But he spends a lot of time, you know, freezing his cum, etc., for faggots to pay him so he can ship out his cum to them, you know? Like, why is an alpha ever having to do anything like that? Here, I'm going to ship my underwear off to this faggot that paid me $70 or something. I mean, like, that's a retail job. That's not alphahood. That's not being honored for just you being superior. That's you running a business, right? That's kind of shitty when you think about it like that. And it's not the essence of Findom, all right? Now, admittedly, like I said at the beginning of this, I'm not really a cash fag, okay? So maybe I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't know. But I'm just speaking from my vantage point as an experienced faggot who actually serves alphas in the real world, that is not productive, okay? And it actually is demeaning to alphas, and it's destructive to faggots. And I know the faggot mindset very well, okay? So I know what it's doing to faggots. So I just encourage alphas who might be listening, or faggots even for that matter. You know, I'm speaking to both. Alphas, I want you to think, why are you catering to the needs of a faggot? And for my faggot brothers out there, why are you trying to turn your alphas, your gods, into trained monkeys that tap dance to your tune? you know? I don't want alphas to cater to my needs, okay? I want to cater to the needs of my alpha, okay? I respect my alphas when they take on that role that they were born to play in life. I don't want them to come down to my level, and I don't want them to be my puppet. I want to serve them. And I think all my faggot brothers out there should want to serve that way too. So, that's the sermon for today. I hope that something good comes out of it, because it really bothers me, actually. So, but sometimes I get really easily bothered, so I don't know. Anyway, well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of today and a nice capper to your weekend. Please be safe, because, of course, COVID is on the rise again. So if you're not vaccinated, go get vaccinated and be careful where you go, okay? Because we're going back into the shit, it looks like. Anyway, I love you guys. Take care. Bye.